Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the 2018 annual Michigan Predator Quest, Kevin Bush. How are you today, Kevin?
I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on to talk about this exciting event. What is this, the sixth annual, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yep, 6 years this year.
Wow. All right. And still going strong. For anybody who doesn't know about it, let's talk a little bit about what the Michigan Predator Quest is all about, Kevin.
Well, the Michigan Predator Quest, we're a 48-hour game call only. No dogs, baiting, mm-hmm. anything like that. It's call only, and it's a 48-hour game call. Teams of 1 to 3 men, and you go out with your buddies and try to kill as many predators as you can.
Simple as that, yeah. Now, when's it taking place this year, Kevin?
February 1st is when it's going to start, and it'll run Thursday, February 1st until Saturday, February 3rd. And it starts at 7 on Thursday and ends at 7 on Saturday.
All right. Now, this, from what I understand, is a statewide thing. You don't have to hunt necessarily here in our five-county area. You can hunt anywhere, right?
Yes. Yep. From anywhere within the state lines of Michigan.
Yeah. But you do have to attend. Is there a meeting beforehand? Do you need to attend that before everything gets started? Or what's the rules behind this?
Okay, well, how it works is you'll get in contact with us, and we'll get you an entry form, and you'll sign up, and it's 1 to 3 men, so if you want to do it by yourself or with a couple of your buddies, and we'll get you signed up. You have to be registered by the 25th of January, and then we'll pick a release point. So if you don't live up here, you live downstate or up in the UP, we'll find a place that will release you, which we have multiple places throughout the state. We have from Clio, Gaylord, Traverse City, Alpena. I mean, we have them all over. Down by Metro Airport, we have release points all throughout the state that will release them. And once they're registered, they'll get released from there. And then they just have to wind up back here at 7 at the Ogemaw County Fairgrounds here in West Branch. So they'll get released wherever they start from, and just as long as they make it back here by 7, they qualify for the competition.
All right. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, what are you hunting for? And is there a point breakdown for what you're hunting for?
Yes. Yep. It's bobcat, coyote, and fox. Now, here's the kicker this year. In our area, for certain counties, you have to make sure you follow, the laws and the rules, because bobcat season's only open in certain areas with
gotcha.
The competition this year.
All right. So you're hunting for those three things over the course of 3 days. And then you mentioned West Branch is where everything finishes up. And do they need to be present at the banquet and award ceremony then?
Yes. Yep. They have to have their animals here by 7 p.m. checked in to qualify for the competition.
All right. And that'll be that Saturday night at 7 p.m. And that's out at the Ogemaw County Fairgrounds, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is such a good time,
yeah.
There's so many people there. We pack the fairgrounds, and it's a prime rib catered banquet dinner, and it is just phenomenal food.
Oh, yeah, I know from being there last year as the MC. Wonderful evening, very entertaining, and you got a lot of other games and raffles that go on during the dinner and, during the event, too.
Oh, absolutely. We've got several guns that are up for raffle. Usually we got a Yeti cooler there we're raffling off.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, each hunter is getting a door prize. So,
oh, wow.
Which last year, I think you remember the table was quite full. Every hunter got a door prize, and it's just a good time. It's $55 to get in, and for your $55, you're getting a prime rib catered meal, which that's about $20-$25, and then you get your door prize. So even if you don't wind up winning any cash, you're still getting your prizes and the meal, so you're ahead about $50.
Boy, no doubt. $55 to get yourself registered. Now, the prize breakdown, what does the big winner get?
Well, it's dependent on the number of participants.
Okay.
But, and this year we're going to pay the cash prizes down. Instead of three teams, we're going to pay the top five this year
nice.
To kind of spread it down a little more to kind of have a little more encouragement. And we're not 100% sure yet, but we're still in luau of deciding if we're going to do like first kill, last kill, maybe the smallest coyote, maybe the biggest coyote.
Right.
We're not 100% on that, but for sure the first first place
yeah.
through fifth place.
All right, you mentioned registration due by January 25th. How do they go about doing that, Kevin?
Well, they can get a hold of us at MichiganPredatorQuest@yahoo.com by email, or if they want to call, they can call myself. My name is Kevin Bush. My number is 989-254-9059, or they can call Greg David at 989-387-2173, and we'll get them a registration form, and we'll get them all signed up.
Sounds good. MichiganPredatorQuest at yahoo.com. Go there and learn more about the 2018 annual Michigan Predator Quest coming up Thursday, February 1st through Saturday, February 3rd. Kevin Bush. Kevin, we always appreciate your time here, and we'll look forward to a great hunt coming up very soon here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.